This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Government unveils its priorities and common minimum program. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda directs officials to make effort to increase capital expenditure. Election Code of Conduct for House of Representatives by election coming into force from today. And U.S. President Joe Biden's administration blamed former President Donald Trump for chaos in Afghanistan during U.S. Army withdrawal. Now the news in detail. The government yesterday unveiled its priorities and common minimum program. Organizing a press meeting at the office of the Prime Minister in Singhadarbar yesterday, Communication and Information Technology Minister Rekha Sharma unveiled the government's priorities and common minimum program. On the occasion, Minister Sharma said the government had given high priority to the development of agriculture, energy, tourism, industries and trade sectors. She also claimed that the government would provide citizenship to every Nepali eligible for the citizenship within 6 months from the complete expansion of the cabinet. Minister Sharma further said the government would manage farmers' cards, implement agro-insurance effectively, provide compensation to farmers in case of damages and contribution-based pensions for farmers. Minister Sharma added that the government had a program of completing the remaining task of the peace process in coordination with the all concerned stakeholders. As per the program, the government would manage a special budget for poverty alleviation. The government has also incorporated the matter of economic prosperity through import displacement and export promotion, ensuring voting rights exercised by Nepali abroad. In the program, the common minimum program also incorporates the issues of solving border disputes through diplomatic efforts, adding border outpost and reviewing the unequal treaties. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda has said that the common minimum program is a document of national consensus. The Prime Minister made the comments while addressing a special ceremony held yesterday at the Office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers to make the common minimum program of the coalition government public. He expressed his commitment to fulfill the great hope and expectations that people had over the government. Prime Minister Dahal said everyone concerned, including the Prime Minister, the ministers and civil administration officials, would implement the common policies and programs honestly. Prime Minister Dahal said all good aspects of the policy and priorities of the political parties in the previous coalition had been organized and modified in the current policy and program. The Prime Minister also expressed his determination that the public policies and programs included in the Common Minimum Program would be fully implemented. The Public Service Broadcasting Bill 2078 and Security Printing Bill 2078 were tabled in yesterday's meeting of the House of Representatives. Secretary of the House of Representatives, Gopalnath Yogi, tabled the bills along with the message received from the National Assembly. Similarly, on behalf of Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda, Minister for Communication and Information Technology, Rekha Sharma tabled the annual report of the Public Service Commission. Likewise, Speaker Debraj Kimire nominated members of the House of Representatives Business Advisory Committee. Earlier, taking part in the meeting's discussion, parliamentarians drew the attention of the government to focus on the formulation of important laws to address the issues of public concerns raised in the parliament. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda has instructed officials to take special efforts to increase the size of capital expenditures. The Prime Minister sought the best performance on part of the bodies concerned to address issues of economic challenges in the country. In his address to the 50th meeting of the National Development Program Solving Committee held yesterday at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers, the Prime Minister stressed the need for increasing capital expenditure and ensuring quality service delivery. Various organizations close to the CPN Maoist Center have submitted a memorandum to the Prime Minister demanding the naming of the province on the basis of identity. A delegation including officials from Kirati, Rashtriya Mukti Morcha Nepal, Limbuan Rashtriya Mukti Morcha and others submitted a memorandum to Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda. In the memorandum, they have requested the Prime Minister to take leadership by adopting the movement in the favour of identity. The Election Code of Conduct meant for the House of Representatives by-election scheduled for the 23rd of April is coming into force from today. Election Commission spokesperson Saligram Sharma Paudel said the Election Commission was implementing the Code of Conduct in Chitwan Constituency No. 2, Bara Constituency No. 2 and Tanahu Constituency No. 1 from Friday, that is today, to the end of the election process. Foreign Secretary Bharat Raj Paudel met State Councillor and Chinese Foreign Minister Qin Gang in Beijing yesterday. On the occasion, they discussed the matters related to strengthening the bilateral relations and cooperation between Nepal and China. The Embassy of Nepal in Beijing said during the meeting, Foreign Secretary Paudel and Chinese Foreign Minister Qin discussed exchange of visits, development cooperation, trade and investment and tourism. Foreign Secretary Paudel reached Beijing on Wednesday, leading a Nepali delegation to the 15th meeting of the bilateral diplomatic consultation mechanism between the foreign ministries of Nepal and China. Nepal has assumed the chairmanship of the Global Coordination Bureau of the Least Developed Countries for 3 years. A press release issued by the Permanent Mission of Nepal to the United Nations in New York stated that Nepal assumed the chairmanship on the 5th of April. Ambassador and Permanent Representative of Nepal to the United Nations, Amrit Bahadur Rai, presided over the handover ceremony. Speaking on the occasion, Ambassador Rai shared Nepal's commitment to work in the spirit of solidarity with the LDC members, the UN system and development partners to safeguard and promote the collective interest of the least developed countries. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8 AM English News Bulletin. Now on to some international updates. U.S. President Joe Biden's administration has blamed its chaotic withdrawal from Afghanistan on his predecessor Donald Trump in a new report. A 12-page summary of the report says President Biden was severely constrained by Trump's decisions, including a 2020 deal with the Taliban to end the war. But the report also acknowledges that the government should have begun the evacuation of civilians earlier. Trump responded that the White House was playing a disinformation game. The deadly pullout in August 2021 ended America's longest war. 13 U.S. soldiers and nearly 200 Afghans were killed as U.S. troops scrambled to evacuate more than 120,000 people in a matter of days. French President Emmanuel Macron has urged his Chinese counterpart Xi Jinping to use his influence to help stop Russia's war in Ukraine. During his meeting with Chinese President Xi in Beijing yesterday, French President Macron said China and France had a frank and constructive meeting where the two leaders discussed the war and bilateral relations. Likewise, Chinese President Xi said their two countries had the ability and responsibility to safeguard world peace. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather will be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once again. Government unveils its priorities and common minimum program. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dal Prachanda directs officials to make effort to increase capital expenditure. Election Code of Conduct for House of Representatives by election coming into force from today. And U.S. President Joe Biden's administration blames former President Donald Trump for chaos in Afghanistan during U.S. Army withdrawal. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.